All right, and now we got an interview with Eri-san from Daisuke.net, a new streaming service for anime. Eri, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you. And you?
I'm good, I'm good. Eri, could you tell us a little bit about what you do at Daisuke?
Okay, I'm in charge for the international business development for Daisuke, and mainly I'm in charge for the international connections and contacts.
Okay, sounds good. Could you tell us a little bit about Daisuke? What does Daisuke do?
Okay, Daisuke is a streaming website that streams anime content to anime fans worldwide. And this is the first of its kind because this is the first website from Japan, and
Yeah.
all shareholders are at the same time the anime studios and production companies.
Okay. What studios are involved with Daisuke?
This would be Aniplex, Studio
Yeah.
Sunrise, Toei, Toms Entertainment, and Nihon Ad Systems.
Okay. Can you tell us what sort of series we can expect to see on Daisuke?
Okay, and from Aniplex, we will have Madoka Magica. From
Hmm.
Sunrise, we have the Gundam series. From Toei, we will have One Piece. From
Yep.
Toms Entertainment, we have Lupin the Third, and from Nihon Ad Systems, which is also known as NAS, we will have the new series from The Prince of Tennis.
Okay. With Daisuke, a lot of those series you just said, a lot of them are a few years old or a couple nostalgic titles.
Yes.
Can we expect any like simulcast of new series on Daisuke
Yes,
as
that's.
they air in Japan?
Yes, we are planning also simulcasts as well as nostalgic classical ones because we
Yes.
want to have a large variety. So we cannot tell any specific titles yet, but we are definitely planning simulcasts in the near future.
Okay, so Daisuke has just launched. There's a launching giveaway campaign. Could you tell us a little bit about this giveaway campaign and what people can win with this?
Okay, anyone who signs up as a member, and the membership is free as well, can apply to this campaign. And also, you can apply multiple times, every 24 hours. And we have prizes which are related to the series we are going to stream. And so the user can also choose which you can pick up which prize you want to win.
Oh, great, great, great. When does that competition end?
I think it will continue until mid-June, I think.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, I'm looking at the Daisuke website right now. I see a little button that says Daisuke TV coming soon. Could you tell us a little bit about Daisuke TV?
Okay, and this is also now planned, and this will be like we will produce special content which will be only available at Daisuke. And this would be, for example, video messages or making of footage
Wow.
or yeah, something like that.
Can you give us a hint of any ones that will be coming soon?
There are some which are already, the work is in progress. And I have also seen the list of producers and voice actors of also, but I'm not allowed to say any names at the
That's
moment,
okay.
sorry. But this is
That's all right.
done very soon.
Yeah. The catalog at the moment doesn't have a lot on there yet because it's obviously just launched. When can we expect to see more series added, and at what frequency will more series be added to Daisuke's catalog?
At first and this month we will add the new episodes for the existing series, but in June I think will the new series will be added. And I've also,
Okay.
yeah, it's also confirmed which series are to be added. And yeah, please stay tuned.
Okay, so you can't tell us any of the series now?
No.
Even a little hint, not even a hint.
Okay, one, we will definitely have something which has not been officially translated into English yet.
Okay.
Also, and also we will of course continue with our Gundam sequels, and so maybe you can guess what series
Yes.
will be next.
Okay. I've noticed that there's the five companies, Aniplex, Sunrise, Toei, TMS, and NAS.
Yeah.
Will any other companies be joining Daisuke to stream anime? Any other studios?
Yeah. This is possible, and we are also planning to cooperate with more other companies to have a even larger variety. But for now, it's really hard to handle already these five. So
yes,
we will try to, yeah, to start off with these five, and then if it works well, then we want to expand.
Okay. In terms of video quality, what quality will the videos be in HD 1020p, 720p? Will there be options to?
Yeah, the videos will be the best format will be HD 1080.
Yep.
But it will depend on what interface the user is using. So
okay.
Yeah.
What do you mean by interface?
At first it will depend on the internet connection, but I'm not quite sure how the technical side will decide which format. But in future we are also planning like tablets and game consoles, and for the smartphone, for example, it will be of course a bit smaller, the size of.
Okay. Yeah, now Daisuke's just recently opened up their Facebook and Twitter pages. What can we expect to see on the Twitter and Facebook? Any giveaways through that, or what can we expect from the social media side of things?
Yeah, probably at this point, no giveaways, especially only for Facebook or only for Twitter. We want to focus on our website, but we want to use the social networks to, for example, announcements or some maybe votings and something like that.
So what are the both of the social networks address that people can find you on?
Sorry?
What are the social media addresses that people can find you on?
Can you repeat the question?
What social media addresses can people find you on? What is the Facebook and what is the Twitter?
Okay, at Facebook you can find us at Daisuke Inc, I think, maybe.
Yes.
And Twitter is also Daisuke _ Inc.
Okay, that's great. The Daisuke store that you have,
yes.
When is this going to open, and what can we expect from the Daisuke store?
Now it's planned to be open in late June, and we will have merchandise related to the series, which are only available at Daisuke store, and you can buy them you can buy them worldwide, so we are shipping worldwide, and you can it's not so we will have exclusive items which will be available at Daisuke store.
Okay. Now, how did all the planning and for Daisuke come about? Like, how long was this planned, and how long did it take to get this all up and running? Like, getting the contacts and organizing the website, sorting out these companies that will be a part of Daisuke. How did this all come about?
Yeah. The idea of creating such a portal from Japan directly has existed long before. Also, the people from Toei and from Toms already thought about it a few years back. But Daisuke as a company has been established last year in October, and so at this time the preparations started, and at first it was planned to open, maybe you know it, in spring, and then we announced April, but there were some
difficulties. Delayed.
Yes, it was delayed, and we tried to do it within April, so maybe on the last day of April, late April. But now, yeah, finally, we could launch it in mid-May, yes.
What sort of difficulties did you face when setting up this website?
Mainly, it is about the, yeah, about the rights and musical rights, because... Yes. People tend to compare Daisuke with, for example, Crunchyroll or now the new Anime Soul.
Yes.
But actually, Daisuke is the first website which is really available worldwide. So for the other sites, the musical rights are for example, North America or US, the US and Canada. But there has never been something like a website for all countries. So now we have regional restrictions. But basically, we start off with all countries, and then we get the answer, the feedback. We cannot stream at this country or at that country, in that country. But we try to stream worldwide. And this is something a bit hard with the rights to clear this up and to clarify in which regions we can stream and in which regions we cannot stream.
Okay. Daisuke is free.
Yes.
What is there? Is there any kind of catch to this? Like, is it everything is free completely, or?
This is we will maybe have some premium content later, which will be fee based, and also if users would prefer, we haven't decided yet. Maybe we will also implement a monthly subscription fee later. And also we have advertising. So this is how the business model works.
Premium titles that you mentioned, how exactly would that work? Would that be on a title-by-title basis, or...?
Yes.
Is it...
Yeah.
Yes.
Basically, it will depend on the title, and the production companies will suggest which titles to stream, not for free.
Okay. So it's really going to be a case of just one title may be free, but another title may be not free.
Yes.
Do you know anything about what the costs will be for the premium titles?
It's not decided yet, I think.
Okay. With the servers for Daisuke, are they located in Japan? So streaming will be faster?
No, actually, in Japan, you cannot watch the content. So,
okay.
Yeah, because this is one, for example, regional restriction. You cannot watch the videos on Daisuke. And I'm not very sure about the technical details, but I think we are working also with servers in the US, so this should not be a factor on where you access to Daisuke.
Okay, the series that are on the website right now, are all of them available worldwide at this time?
From what I know, for example, I'm very sorry, but Lupin, for example, is not available in some European countries, as far as I know.
Yes, because I noticed when I actually tried to watch Lupin, because I'm based in Australia, I tried to watch Lupin,
oh, really?
And I got an error message.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm not sure
That's okay.
About Australia.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's free in most countries, but there will be certain restrictions depending.
Yes.
It's like a title by title basis.
Yes. For example, I know
yes.
that all series from the launching are definitely available in the US. So this is
okay.
One information I have.
Will there soon be like a way to see which titles are available in your country? Because on the website, there's no real way to know unless
Yeah.
you click in and say, oh, here's an error.
Oh,
You
yeah.
can't watch this.
Yeah, I've also watched some tweets from foreign fans, and they said they don't know if it's like a technical error or it's because of the rigid
Yes.
restriction. Yeah, I will suggest it to my colleagues, and maybe we will, yeah.
Yes, it'd be good if there's like a way to see, okay, this one you can't watch in your country, but this
Yeah.
one you can.
Yeah, maybe
Yes.
it's better to clearly state that
Yeah.
it's not a technical error, but the original restriction. Yeah.
Okay. I noticed that you can use your Bandai Namco ID for Daisuke. What kind of partnership does Bandai Namco have with Daisuke exactly?
We are working with them also because of course you know that Sunrise and Bandai Namco is also working together, and this is quite the same system of signing up system is the same, so you can use your ID for Daisuke and also for the Bandai Namco channel.
Okay. Now, just to go back to the question I asked before about Japan, just to clarify, the Daisuke service is not available to Japanese customers, correct?
Right.
Why is that? Is there a reason for that, or?
This is what has been agreed with the production companies, because the streaming is mainly all for free now, and so. But there are some conditions, and one condition would be that it will be only streamed to overseas and not within Japan.
Okay. With the My Daisuke, it's like your account you can make. What can the benefits be of having an account for Daisuke?
Oh, you mean the membership registration?
Yes.
Okay, for now we don't have much service for the members. As you can see, for example, we don't have like a favorite list or profile, but we are planning to implement these, and also we are planning a forum and message boards, and these you will be able to use if you sign up. And for now, the benefit would be that you can apply to the campaign.
When can we expect these forums and other features to be implemented into Daisuke?
Oh, well, we're working on that, but I have to ask and hurry the technical part
okay.
department of Daisuke.
Yes. So right now, Daisuke is still very much in its early stages. When can we expect things to evolve and develop further, in the next few months or maybe the next year, would you say?
I think in the next few months. Oh, sorry, I have now
That's okay.
to reset. I just went to the Bandai Namco website.
Okay.
Well, definitely this year we will try to do some interesting stuff, because we are also planning to participate in various conventions in the US, and also we will have some cooperations with other conventions in various countries, also Australia, and where you are now. And so we will have promotions on these conventions, and we want to promote Daisuki and to let people know about Daisuki and come to Daisuki. And then with the good timings, we want to present, for example, new stuff or new service. So
what conventions will you be appearing at?
Now at the moment there's the Anime Central, right?
Yes, in America.
There will also be a Daisuki booth in on Anime Central. But this will be not so big, and most of the Daisuki stuff is now busy in because of the launch, and we stayed in Tokyo. But in July, we will go to the Anime Expo.
Okay. What are conventions in Australia, for example?
Yeah. This would be. It's also in the planning stage now, but we are hoping to cooperate with Smash.
Smash, yes. Okay.
Sydney
Manga and Anime Show.
Yes.
Will you be at any of the like TGS in Tokyo or anything like that, or?
We were present in on TAF, on the Tokyo Anime Fair, with a booth, yes. But it was mainly for not only at the business days because of the networks and some meetings we have to do, but regarding promotions inside Japan, this would be not so huge because as said before,
it's global. Yes.
Yeah, Daisuki won't be available in Japan.
So at the booths you plan to have at certain conventions like Anime Central and Smash, what can we expect to see at these booths? What would you have at the booth?
The first thing would be, of course, we will present Daisuki and talk to the people that we have. You can watch anime for free on Daisuki, and also we will have some giveaways and maybe some nice cosplayers who are helping us with the giveaways.
Yes.
And we are also planning some small events, and maybe we also want to invite some guests from Japan, or we will cooperate with the some of our shareholders and have a shared booth together. And also maybe we will have some merchandise selling, stuff like that.
All right, we'll probably wrap it up in a second, but I just want to know, what do you think sets Daisuki apart from any other anime streaming website? Like you mentioned Crunchyroll and Anime Souls. What makes Daisuki different from all of them? Why should people go to Daisuki for the anime?
Yeah. Well, I think Daisuki is special because it's from Japan, and we are trying to work closely with the shareholders and so with the anime productions. And while doing so, we can build up a direct connection to voice actors or creators. And this is one aspect we are also planning to, for example, to build a direct connection between overseas fans and the creators in Japan. So overseas fans will be able to give direct feedback, and we will forward it to the creators.
That's great. Can you give us just one last thing? Can you give us any hints for the future of Daisuki? What can we expect in the next year? One big hint. of what we can get in the next year?
One big hint, let me think. That's a good question. I'm also looking forward to it. What will the next year bring for Daisuke?
Yeah.
So, no one knows what the future brings. But I hope that so this is not a one hint like a plan what I can tell you, but we hope that with those promotions we are going to do this summer and until the end of the year, we hope that overseas fans will get to know Daisuke, and the image of Daisuke would be something like, oh, this is our source for anime from Japan to go to, where we can watch the new content and also older contents. And I hope that Daisuke will become something like that for all overseas anime fans.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming on. I really appreciate you taking some time out to talk with us about Daisuke.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that's Eri-san from Daisuke. You can check out Daisuke at daisuke.net. You can watch all sorts of anime such as Lupin the Third, Gundam, Sword Art Online, Prince of Tennis, Madoka Magica. And yeah, check out daisuke.net. Thanks for coming on, Eri.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.